2 weeks ago, we talked about truth. And we looked up verses on truth. And last week, we talked about, see if you remember, get rid of what kind of thinking?
Stinking
thinking, okay? And it's, you know, you don't stink, I don't stink, we don't stink, and life doesn't stink, not with God. Not with God. And tonight, I just want us to look and focus on some verses about understanding what God is able to do. You know, there a children's song, He's Able, He's Able, My God, He's Able, My God is able to carry me through. And I forgot the verses. But you know, sometimes we teach those to our kids and then we forget. We forget the verses. We forget what God is able to do. There were two blind men. They heard that Jesus was in the area. And they cried out to him for their sight. Jesus had a large crowd following him. He had just given strength to a paralytic and made him walk and taught the people of the crowd that God who can heal sickness can also forgive sins. And in Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through the first part of 30, it has the account of these two blind men. And it says, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. You know, we need to cry out to God daily for His mercy. We need to cry out to God daily for His grace. We need to cry out to God to heal whatever spiritual blindness that we might have and for the spiritual blindness that is keeping people from being saved. So they're crying out. It says that when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. They needed to know that Jesus was in the house. They couldn't see, but they knew he was there. They knew his presence was there. And Jesus said unto them, and here's the key. It says, believe ye that I am able to do this? Notice, Christ didn't ask, what do you want me to do? He already knew. He already knew what they needed. And he said, look, do you believe that I can solve your problem? And they said unto him, yea, Lord. You know, we need to learn that. We need to learn that. We don't need to forget about how God is able to do things. We need to believe that He's able to do all the things that He wants in us. Remember God's will for our lives. The first one is to be saved. And the second one is to be conformed to His image. That's His will. He's able to do that. If we just say, yea, Lord. Then touched He their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were open. Do we need our eyes open tonight? There's seven things I want to go quickly through tonight as we talk about what God is able to do. And if he could do these things for them, he could do the same thing for us because he's the same God.
Amen.
And he understands our needs. The most important thing is our God is able to save. Our God is able to give you a home and eternity with Him. Our God is able to forgive all your sins. Our God is able to build a mansion for you in glory. Our God is able to keep His promise and to come back. In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, the Bible says this, wherefore He is what? Able. Everybody say, wherefore He is what? Able to save them that to the uttermost. Just not a little bit. Whatever it takes. It took Christ going to the cross to save us. And He was willing to do that.
Amen.
Are we willing to go that extra mile to glorify God? Are we willing to do that? Are we able to do that? Through Christ, we can. He's able to also to save them to the uttermost that come to God by Him. There is salvation and none other except Christ Jesus.
Amen.
There is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. You keep on saying the same thing over and over. The world needs to hear this. We don't know who's hearing this on the internet right now. We don't know who's here right now. We don't know their salvation experience. We don't know if they need that. But that's what we're commissioned to do, and that's what we're commanded to do. Seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. See, I serve a living Savior. I don't serve someone who's in a tomb. There's an empty tomb where Christ was, because the grave could not hold Him. Our sin could not keep Him down. Satan did not defeat Him. He's God.
Amen.
He's God. And He can save us to the uttermost. He's able to do that. The Bible says that. And then He ever lives to what? To make intercession for them. And you know who the them is? It's us. See, Christ is making intercession to God the Father for us right now. We studied in the book of Zechariah about the vision Zechariah had about Joshua the high priest standing before God in dirty garments and Satan accusing him, and Jesus being Joshua's advocate, being his defense attorney. And He's ever living to make intercession for us. What a promise. Do you believe God is able to save you?
Amen.
Everyone who's, let's say, the prayer, sinner's prayer, had to believe that, or they weren't saved. Do you believe that God is able to make intercession for you tonight?
Amen.
We need to understand that. All the things that God does for us, they're beyond our understanding. So the first thing is He's able to save. You know how many people have promised you to do something and then let you down? How many people say, vote for me and I'll make all your problems go away? Okay? Or, if you buy this thing, you'll lose all the weight overnight. And we hear so many things in advertising about this product or this person being able to meet your needs. Well, I am so glad that my God is able to do what He said
Amen.
He would do. He's able to do those things. In Romans chapter 4, verse 21. These are great verses to memorize. When you get down, we say, God, you'll feel like God's there. You feel your prayer's not going. You need to understand that God's able.
Amen.
And we need to understand those and read and remember these scriptures. You ought to memorize these scriptures. Great memory verses. And being fully persuaded. See, I think some of us at times aren't fully persuaded that it's really worth it. Been talking to a family this week, and they said, I just don't think it's worth it. Folks, these are people who claim Christ. I don't think it's worth it. It is worth it. Because God is able to solve these problems if we have faith. I don't think the issue is about, the issue is not God able. The issue is our faith in believing that. Remember what He asked the blind man? He says, believe that you can, that I can do this? And they said, what? Hey, Lord. Do you believe that He's able to save? Do you believe that he's able to perform what he had promised? He was able also to perform. There's very few things in the world that you can count on. But I guarantee you in the universe, there's one that you can count on. And his name's Jesus Christ. Amen. All of his promises, all the promises in him are yea. He says, my thoughts to you are thoughts of joy and love. And so he's able to what? He's able to save. He's able to perform what he has promised. And then he's able to deliver. When I get to heaven, I'm going to look these three dudes up. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Because they were three that had some genuine faith. And we know the story in the book of Daniel, how they were taken captive and they went back. Nebuchadnezzar, who was the ruler of Babylon at that time, built a golden statue. And the people made a law for 30 days that everybody was, anytime you heard any sort of sound of any instrument, you were supposed to bow down to the golden image. And those three guys made a covenant. Said, you all do what you're going to do, but we're going to serve God. Amen. You all do what you're going to do, but we're going to obey God's law no matter what the consequences are. That takes faith. And guess what? They were found out. They were found out. And so Nebuchadnezzar gives them one more chance. Hey, if you don't do this, I'm going to give you one more chance to bow down to this statue that I made. And if you don't do it, we're going to throw you into the fiery furnace. And I loved how they answered. They said, you know, we don't even have to think about this answer. Right. He said, we're not careful to answer. We already know what we're going to say. This was a done deal even before you brought us in the room. And in Daniel chapter 3, verse 17, it says, if it be so, our God whom we serve is what? Able to deliver, if he so chooses. And if he doesn't choose, we're going to be with him anyway. Yeah. So you know what? We win.
Right.
Yeah. We win. That's having victory. We serve as able to deliver us from the burning, fiery furnace. And not only that, he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. Nebuchadnezzar, sometime later, found out what God could really do in his life. And for 7 years, he went around as a beast. You know what? Because God is able.
Amen.
Folks, if God is able to deliver people out of the fiery furnace, if God is able to stand in the fiery furnace through their trial, why do you not believe that God is able to stand with you through what you're going through?
Amen.
Just like the 144,000 that didn't receive the mark of the beast, they got what? They got victory. They got victory over the Satan and over the Antichrist and over the beast and over the image and over the mark and over the number of his name. They got total victory. And folks, if they can get total victory, just like those three can, we can too. We serve the same God. We're not being threatened tonight. We're being thrown into the fiery furnace. And I think at sometimes, maybe a little bit of adversity in our lives might help us to be more faithful. We need to understand what Christ did on the cross for us. We need to understand what he was able to do on the cross for us. And that he's keeping his promise. And that he's able to deliver and trust that. We need to be able to say, yea, Lord, you can help me through this situation that I'm in. Yea, Lord, you can help me in my marriage. Yea, Lord, you can help me with that wayward child. Yea, Lord, you can help me through this depression that I'm going through. Yea, Lord, you can help me through this discouragement that I'm going through. If we believe, he's able to deliver. He's able to save. He's able to perform. He's able to deliver. And he's able to succor. What does succor mean? Okay, so here's an English lesson. It's to help. It's to provide aid in time of distress. Okay? It's to help in time of need. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18, it says, "For in him that he himself hath suffered being tempted." Remember, before Christ ever started his ministry, he was tempted by the devil in the wilderness. He was given the same temptations that all of us face every day, and yet without sin. Hebrews goes on and says, we have a great high priest that's not, he's touched with every infirmity that we have. Every problem that we go through, he's been through there. Christ's gone through hunger. Christ went through pain. Christ went through discouragement. Christ went through people abandoning him. Christ went through broken promises. He went through all that. Yet he never sinned. And now he sets up ever making intercession for us. And that he himself have suffered being tempted, he is able to succor or to sustain or to help us in the exact same problem. Is there anything too great for God? No. He says, is there anything too hard for me? No. But do we really believe it? Do we really believe it? Is God just God on Sunday morning? Or is he God on Monday morning and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday? Is he just God when things are going well? Or is he just God when you're in trouble and you're crying out, help, like Peter was when he was sinking? He needs to be God all the time. He's able to help us that are being tempted or tested. So he's able to help us. He's able to save. He's able to perform. He's able to deliver. He's able to help. You know, David said, I look to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Your help's not going to come from your bank account. Your help's going to come from godly wisdom. Your help's not going to come from you trying to change yourself. Your help's going to come through the Holy Spirit, which he gave us to allow it to change us from the inside out. God's given us all the tools to do that. And he's able to succor. Fifth, I love it. He wins.
Yep.
We are more than overcomers through him that lives in us. We win.
Amen.
Do you believe it? It's time to start living like winners instead of being defeated all the time. He beat our sin on Calvary. Why are we servants to it? We need to understand he's able to deliver us from that if we let him. It's not once you're in the quicksand saying, help! You avoid it. You avoid it. He's able to subdue. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 21, it says, who shall change our vile body? And I tell you, the older I get, the more vile it gets. The more vile it gets. That it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. What a day that will be.
Amen.
When there won't be any like that. According to the working whereby, aha, here it is. He is what? Able even to subdue all things unto himself. That's what Revelation's all about. Come out on Wednesday night and we'll show you. He's able to subdue all things unto whom? Himself. You know why? Because Jesus is God.
Amen.
He's God in the flesh. So he's able to save. He's able to perform. He's able to deliver. He's able to help. He's able to subdue. And he's able to make grace abound. I am glad. You know, when you go down to the pharmacy and you get your pills, you know, it's supposed to help your symptoms, maybe help your issue. But then you might get to the point where you still feel bad and you look on the bottle and it says no refills. Then you go, ah! What's going to happen to me? I'm so glad that God never runs out of grace.
Amen.
He never runs out of grace. There's always a refill. There's always another bottle. And he's got exactly the medicine that we need. But I got to ask this question. Be truthful. How many of you get a prescription and you take it exactly like you're told to take it? All the way to the end. A few of you, okay? But how many of us, we start feeling good and say, I don't need it anymore, right? Now, we treat God the same way, don't we? We go through some dark times, we pray to God, he kind of gets us out, gives us some things. We hear a good message, we might hear something on the radio. We read a verse and then we kind of, that's good. And then all of a sudden things go well and we kind of stop taking the medicine. That was Israel's problem. I would challenge you to read the whole Bible. Read all the things that happened to Israel. When they get good, they forgot God. Okay? They forgot God. But I'm grateful that God is able to make grace abound. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, what a promise. What a promise this is. Okay? It says that God is able to make how much grace? All grace. Now just think of an infinite God and what all means to an infinite God. It's a lot bigger than you think. It's not a little tub. It's not a bottle with a childproof cap on it. It's big. All grace abound toward who? You, us. He makes all grace abound. That ye, look at this. This is why we can live as victors instead of being defeated. That ye always having all sufficiency in all things. See how many alls are there? You think God's got a message for us? He's God of all. And he's given us everything we need to be victorious in all. If we just say, yay, Lord. If we believe that he's able to do this. May abound to what? Every good work. Why? I could never do that. I could never be in a ministry in church. Have you ever tried? I guarantee you, if you never try, you'll never do it.
Right.
It's time to get out of comfort zone. It's time to come to Jesus and say, I believe that you can do this. I believe that you can do it. There is no one he can't use. Who's surrendered to him, he'll use you. Well, I just don't know. Always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to what? Every good work. There's nothing left. There's nothing left. He's able to make grace abound. You could try to hoard all God's grace, and there's infinite more. So he's able to make all grace abound, and lastly, he's able to keep. You know, there's a verse in a song that we sing. Okay? 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. It says, "For this which cause I am also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day."
Amen.
We sing the song, but do we believe it down here? We even sing, you know, you can't sing with a frown on your face. You can try, but it doesn't work very well. And when we sing, it puts a smile on our face. And when we put our heart in actually believing what the Word says, it's true worship to God. But if we're singing the song and we don't believe it, that's not worship. That's just lip service. And God wants us to have life and life more abundantly. He wants us to have joy unspeakable and full of glory. He wants everything about Christ has some sort of big adjective to it. Abundant or abundantly or full or to the uttermost or something like that. You know why? Because we serve a big God.
Amen.
And we need to understand that we need to believe that we serve a big God who can change our lives. Do you believe that He's able to do these things?
Amen.
Let's live it. Let's live it. Is God able enough for you? I'll close with that thought. Have I been limiting God? Have we been limiting God? We need to understand how able He is to deal with our lives. And He gives exactly what we need. Amen? Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank You for this time. Lord, we thank You for Your promises. Lord, that You're able to save, that You're able to perform, that You're able to succor us, Lord, that You're able to deliver, that You're able to keep, that You're able to make grace abound. Father, help us, Lord, to believe that. Search our hearts tonight and reveal areas in our lives where we may be holding back, where there may be a lack of faith. And help us, Lord, to surrender that to You tonight. That we can sell out to You and have You work in us. And that we could function in Your will. Lord, be with us time of invitation. We ask these things in Your Son's name. Amen.
If you are